Just off the Red Mountain Freeway Loop 202 near Greenfield Road is Falcon Field. The North Mesa Airport was an aviation training facility during World War II. Did you know Falcon Field was a U.S. military airfield developed to train Allied forces?
This particular field was selected to train British Royal Air Force pilots.
Sitting under a Ramada as planes fly over us, Falcon Field Director Corrine Nystrom tells me about the facility.
There were a few thousand that were trained here. Yeah, 2,000 to 3,000.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way.
Before the U.S. became involved in World War II in 1941, it committed to supporting Allied forces. Falcon Field was among a handful of aviation training facilities across the U.S. that opened to help prepare military airmen.
This area here going down to McKellips Road was pretty much all of it. None of these buildings that we see in other parts of the airport, none of that was here. That was just still flat, dry desert.
Falcon Field was a 500-acre facility. There were two Quonset hut-style hangars, a control tower, and two runways. The offices, sleeping quarters, and the officers' club were in a square-shaped campus south of the tower. Nystrom says many believe the name Falcon Field came from the aviators themselves, wanting a predatory bird as a symbol for their training and abilities.
Mesa wasn't as big as it is now, and so it was a pretty good drive to get from Mesa out here, which they probably did that intentionally so that the cadets could really focus on their training.
Ah, and there was a pool in the middle of the campus.
The story is that as soon as a pilot got his wings to fly, then one of the ways that they would indoctrinate them into Welcome to the Pilot Club would be to throw them in the pool.
Attention, the peoples of the world. World War II is about to come to its official closing. We're on the Pacific Fleet flagship USS Missouri.
When the war ended, the government decided it no longer needed Falcon Field and sold it to the city of Mesa for a dollar, with the condition it would remain an airport. Today, the swimming pool is gone, and the only remaining relics of wartime are the two hangars and the fireplace from inside the officers' club. Falcon Field is one of the busiest general aviation airports in the U.S. It's home to one of the largest pilot training agencies in the world, a World War II museum, and the Mesa Police Aviation Unit. It's also the home of the Falcon Warbirds. Those warbirds perform missing man flyovers at Valley cemeteries. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.